SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At least 18 people are dead, hundreds injured, and the destruction widespread after powerful storms battered Texas and Oklahoma, parts of Arkansas and Kentucky over the weekend. Seven people lost their lives in Cook County, Texas, near the Oklahoma border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the past week has seen
lives lost, property reduced to rubble. The hopes and dreams of Texas families and small businesses have literally been crushed by storm after storm.
Abbott's remarks aired by WFAA-TV. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear issuing a disaster declaration. Eight people were killed in Arkansas. Now the bad weather is headed east. A strong storm is possible today from the southeast all the way up to the northeast. Also at SRNNews.com, independent voters. They're increasingly unhappy with the economy, and that could affect the presidential race.
In the University of Michigan's monthly consumer sentiment survey, political independents have drifted closer this year to the negative views of the economy held by Republicans. Independents typically occupy the center ground in the closely watched survey, but that's been changing since January, and it's another indication of the difficulty President Biden faces with voters on the economy ahead of the November election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says it's investigating reports of 45 civilian casualties in its strike on terror targets in Rafah. Israel says at least some of the casualties were the result of fires that erupted following the airstrikes on what Israel says were terrorist targets in Rafah. More than 2,000 people thought to have been buried alive by Friday's landslide in Papua New Guinea. Wall Street closed for Memorial Day. The Dow opens tomorrow at 39,069. This is SRN News. A case that could repeal gay marriage aims for the Supreme Court.
Kim Davis was a county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue a marriage license to two men and spent some time in jail for her decision. She's been in court ever since and is now seeking a hearing from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in hopes of eventually reaching the Supreme Court. Her attorney, Matt Staver, says, quote, Kim was entitled to a religious accommodation. This case could overturn the gay marriage ruling altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district, a nurse, and civil rights organizations have launched a suit to block a new Washington state parental rights law. The Democratic-led legislature approved the measure in an effort to keep it off the fall ballot while calculating that the courts will likely block it. Initiative 2081 is designed to keep schools from helping youngsters live as the opposite sex without their parents' consent. The measure also grants parents the right to review their child's medical and counseling records. This is SRN News. Well, it's something they haven't seen before in Zimbabwe. The financially challenged Southern Africa country changing its currency again.
The world's newest currency was introduced in April with public rallies and commercial jingles. The ZiG, short for Zimbabwe Gold, is the African nation's sixth national currency in 15 years and the latest attempt to replace the Zimbabwe dollar, which had been battered by depreciation. But many routine transactions in the country still are done in U.S. dollars, legal tender, and preferred by many citizens. Authorities have packed jail cells with dozens of street currency dealers and frozen the accounts of businesses accused of undermining the value of the new banknotes. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Libertarian Party nominating party activist Chase Oliver for president, the third party rejecting former President Trump as well as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after each man spoke at the party's convention. More details at SRNNews.com.